Andy, I'm in the middle of Peterborough's Cathedral Square. The weather looks decidedly dodgy here. Black clouds gathering above. I've got a gentleman with me. We're not playing Name That Tune today, sir. We're playing Name That MEP Party.
That's much more difficult.
Much more difficult. There are 10 to choose from. I'll have a little warm-up question for you. How many MEPs represent East Anglia for a start?
I would guess 2.
2. And do you know who they are?
Nope.
No idea.
Nope.
Well, the first question is wrong. It's 7 MEPs for East Anglia.
Right.
Okay, so now try and name for me as many as you can. There's 10 to choose from in the parties.
UKIP, Conservatives, Labour, Lib Dems. There'll be a Green Party in there. And that's about the limit of it.
You've done half. You've done 5.
I thought that would be about what I would get to.
Done well. Better than you thought?
That's, no, it's about what I thought.
If I mention
to you... Who are the rest?
Yeah, an Independence from Europe. That's a party.
All right.
The British National Party.
Oh.
The Christian People's Alliance. The English Democrats. And another one you didn't mention, No to EU.
So that's 3 parties who are against the EU.
Oh, crikey.
Right.
And you know who you're voting for?
I am not voting.
You're abstaining?
I am abstaining.
Why?
I'm a foreigner.
Oh, you're a foreigner.
I don't know who I would be voting for. I don't know what the others are like. I have had no information about it. If they're not interested, nor am I.
The European election is coming up in less than 3 weeks, madam. Are you very excited about it all?
No, not at all.
No?
No.
No, not at all. No.
Would you vote?
No.
No. I'm thinking of all dishonest, the politicians. I've got no time for them at all.
So you're not interested?
Not interested in one little bit.
So no. How many MEPs represent East Anglia? Any ideas?
I haven't got a clue, mate.
No.
Not a clue.
No.
And if I had to name the part, you know, the parties you can vote for, you can vote for 10. Would you better name any of the parties?
Only UKIP, that's all.
UKIP.
Yeah.
So why does that stick in your mind, UKIP?
Because they seem to be for the working man.
Yeah.
I'm not a working man, I'm retired now, but I wouldn't vote for any of them.
The European election's coming up. Name one of the 10 parties, can you?
No, I can't.
None of them?
Yeah, none of them.
Would you be voting?
Yes.
You're going to vote, but you don't know any of the parties?
No, I don't know. But I will be voting.
Do you know who you're voting for?
I will see.
You'll see?
I will see. Before the 22nd, I'm going to think about it and have more information about it.
I asked you a silly question there, because I said you'll be voting, but you don't know the parties are, so you can't really vote.
No, it's not silly, but...
How many MEPs represent East Anglia, do you think? How many?
How many MPs?
Yeah, MEPs. Have a guess.
Guess. Okay. 4.
You're only 3 out. It's 7. How many MEPs represent East Anglia? I want the number.
0.
0, you're saying?
Yeah,
none?
Well, they only represent themselves, don't they? So they don't really represent East Anglia.
The answer I'm after is 7. But anyway, look, let's move on now. How many parties can you name? There's 10 parties running.
Well, it's only the parties that are in power, basically. Labour Party.
Yep, 1.
Conservative Party.
2.
I should imagine the Liberal Party.
Liberal Democrats, 3.
Yeah, and the UKIP one, because he's always on telly.
4. So. Nigel Farage always on television, you say?
Yeah, he's always on telly.
5 you've got. No, 4 you've got, so 4.
There'd be the Green Party.
5, yeah, you're doing well. You could move to the lead now if you get one more, come on.
It could be the Social Democrats. I don't think they exist anymore, do
they? No Social Democrats, no.
It
has got Democrats in it, by the way. The name is something Democrats, but it's not social.
Democrat. I don't know, mate. I don't really. I don't take a lot of notes on what I seem to do is paying wages and mess everything up.